Sundara lala sachiru lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Sundara lala sachiru lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Balle Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alaka Shobe Kapolaname Balle Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alaka Shobe Kapolaname Bolo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Shire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapula Mala Hiya Pardole Shire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapula Mala Ye pardole Pahirna pita patambara shobe Nupura runu junu charaname Pahirna pita patambara shobe Nupura runu junu charaname Charaname polo sundara lala sachiru lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Molo sundara lala sachiru lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Radha Krishna ekatanu he nirvana maje bansi bajave Radha Krishna ekatanu he nirvana maje bansi bajave Visvarupa ki prabhu jitahi avat prakatai Nadiya me Visvarupa ki Prabhu ji sahi Avata prakatai Nadiya me Bolo sundara lala Sachiru lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtana me Prince Bolo sundara lala श्रीलुला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में कोई गवत है राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गवत है हरि गुणगान कोई गवत है राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गवत है हरि गुणगान मृदंग थाल मधुर रसाल बजात है कोई रंगन में मृदंग ताल मधुर रसाल बजात है कोई रंगन में बोलो सुंदर लाला सती नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में बोलो सुंदर लाला सती लाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में बोलो नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में बोलो नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में ताई गौर हरि वो So this is a very beautiful song in Brij Bhasha. Hiyapar, we say Ridai, but Brij Bhasha, Hiyapai. I'm just in front of his heart, that Pulmala, Fulaba, the Vanapulama, forest flowers. Mala is dancing in front of his heart. This is pure Brij Bhasha language. So anyway, Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he also did Govardhan Prakrama. In fact, he had a Prakrama mantra you can learn. Very nice. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is now available in various languages. And it's also in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Venu Geet. Hantaya Madriya Bala Haridasa Bhajo Yad Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasham Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayotayor Yat Paniya suya vasa khandara khandamula. It's a very beautiful song. Everyone can repeat. Hantayam Adri Haridasa Bhajo Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparsham Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayoryat Paniya Suyavasa Kandara Kandamula So everyone repeat after me. Hantayam Adri Abala Haridasa Bhajo. Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasham Pramoda. Manam tanoti sahagvo ganayos tayoryat. Nam tanoti sahagvo ganayos tayoryat. Paniyasuya vasa kandara kandamula. So hantayam is oh in English. Huh? Oh. Hantayam Adri, this hill, Adri means hill, Haridas Abarjo. Hantayam Adri Abala, Abala. We know Balaram, he's full of bal strength. But legend has it that the women are the weaker sex. Because all the gopis are talking amongst themselves. They say, oh bala, oh girls. And somehow by legend, but we see practically they always get their way. Hantayam Adri Abala Hadidasa Bajo. In the scriptures there's many Haridasas. Yudhisthira Maharaj, Uddhav Maharaj, so many Haridasas. But Haridas Abaryo. The best devotee of Krishna is this hill. Antayam Adri Abala Haridas Abaryo. Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasham Pramoda. In Braj, when we talk about Ram and Krishna, we're talking about Krishna and Balaram. Jad Rama Krishna Charanam. We all know Charanam, right? Feet. Sparsham. We know Sparsha, right? In Bhagavad Gita. Manta Sparsha Stakunteya. Sparsha means to touch. Rama Krishna Charanam Sparsha Pramoda. So all day long, Krishna and Balaram are running on top of the hill, so he's getting this charan sparsh, he's getting the touch of their lotus feet. Therefore, Pramoda. Everybody has a friend named Pramod, right? Pramod means joyful. He's always joyful. Now, the other reason that he's joyful, Manam tanoti sahago ganayos tayor yat. He's serving the Vaishnavas and the cows. Manam, just like, you know, manadena, to give respect, to give service, respect. Manam tanoti sahago, first the cows. Ganayos, the cowherd boys. Tayorya, those two. Last is Krishna. First we honor the cow, then we offer the Vaishnavas, and then we honor those two lords. Tayoryat. So first Vaishnava and cow and Vaishnava, and then the Lord. How are they serving the Lord? And all the Vaishnavas? Paniya. I think our foreign devotees, the first word they learn in Hindi, Pani. Everybody's always coming on Prikama and telling me, oh Prabhu, where's Pani? So we don't see now with our material eyes, but there's beautiful waterfalls and pools of water and crystal clear water all flowing down the sides of Govardhan Hill. So he's supplying Pani. And Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur says not only Pani, but Amras, mango juice, Pilu Ras. Pilu is a very special fruit that grows here in Braj, a little tree. And Krishna and the cowboys, their favorite, Pilu. So Pilu Ras, Amras, Madhu. You know madhu? Honey. Hmm? So Govardhan is supplying all these things. Paniya. Suyavasa. Suyavasa means green grass. Two types. One for the cows to make them nice and fat, juicy grass. To make them nice and fatty. Another type we use at Durvagas for the puja. So another type for the puja. He's supplying both. And Kandra. Kandra means fruits and roots. Fruits, actually. Kanda mulai. Muli means roots. Just like we see it, it's starting to become that season everywhere. We see the pushcarts with this white radish. That's called muli. So he's supplying fruits and roots. Because Kahur boys, 24 hours a day, they're hungry. So Govardhan is supplying fruits and roots. Kandara kanda mule. So this was Lord Chaitanya's Prikama mantra. You can learn it. Oh, Sikiraj Maharaj Ki. Om Ajnana Tivarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dirti Svapadam Digam Adadanas Trinandantai Vritam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhubhyascha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So one time, there's a special village in Braj called Anior. From that village of Anior all the way up back down the Prikama path, a long ways, is Anakut Kshetra. So that place, Nanda Baba was making a big Indra Puja. He was preparing the whole thing. And Krishna was just a little boy. So he came, and just like little boys, he began to ask so many questions. Oh Baba, what is this yajna that you're performing? Is this something that you do every year? Is this an occasional thing? Is this something we do all the time? What is the purpose of this yajna? For whom are you performing this yajna? He has so many questions. Little boys, they like to ask so many questions. So most of the time we're busy, so we just don't bother. So Nanda Baba, he didn't bother to answer the questions. So then Lala became angry. So, Are Baba, from outsiders we may hold secrets, but from inside the family we should never withhold information. Please tell me, Baba. He began to pull Baba's shirt. Please tell me, Baba. Please tell me, Baba. We said, we depend upon the cows. And the cows depend upon nice green grasses and grains. Green grasses and grains come from the rain, and in charge of the rain is Indra. So every once in a while we worship Indra. So today we're going to do Indra Puja. Now, most astonishing, the Supreme Personality of Godhead began to preach atheism. He said, there's no need to worship any Indra. The rain is falling anyway. We just have to do our work. Just like you go to the school in India, they have written on the wall, work is worship. Duty is deity. Work is worship. We don't have to worship any Indra. The rain is falling on the sea. Who worshipped him to fall on the sea? What is the use of the rain falling in the sea? He falls on the stones. What is the use? Nobody's praying for him to fall on the stone. Rain just comes. There's no need of worshipping any angel. What is this? Actually, we depend upon, and all the cows depend upon, this Govardhan Hill. We should perform the worship of Govardhan Hill. And Nanda Baba says, okay, Lala, since you're telling, we'll do another yajna for Govardhan Hill. No, Baba. You took so long to collect all this ghee and grains and everything ready. So you please utilize all these things now, Baba. Now, Baba. He began to pull on his kurta. Now, Baba. Oh, Nanda Baba, he can't resist Nanda Lala. So he said, all right, Lala, how do we do it? And Krishna said, you make mountains of rice with ghee and butter melted on top. Anna means grain, specifically rice, but kut, just like every day we meet the bus at Chitrakoot. Chitrakoot is a nice mountain where Lord Ram and Sita stayed. Mountain, Chitrakoot. Trikut, there's another mountain, Trikut, like that. You'll find many kuts. So Anakut means mountain of grain. So you make mountains and mountains of rice. Make mountains and mountains of baskets of puris. Make mountains and mountains of baskets of kachoris. Mountains and mountains of pots of paneer, sabji. Lots of paneer from the cows. Lots and lots of samosas. Water's coming in your mouth, huh? You have to wait till I stop talking. Lakes full of sweet rice and nectar. And then you offer it all to Govardhan. So, and anybody, he said, who doesn't follow this system, there's many snakes that live on Govardhan Hill, and they will bite that person. We have seen snakes on Govardhan Hill. One time we were going on Prikama, and some little Brijbasi boy was calling us like anything. I understood he didn't want money. He was, something interesting is there. So we came close to the hill, and we saw big black cobra. He took one look at us, he went into his hole. Because we performed Govardhan Puja, so he knew, so he didn't bother us. So there's snakes on Govardhan Hill. Before you go on Govardhan Prikama, today you're lucking out, now you're doing Govardhan Puja. So they made mountains and mountains of rice with melted butter on top, ghee, like that, mountains and mountains, baskets of puris, mountains of kachuris, pots and pots stacked up like of paneer sabji and eggplant tomato and spinach sabji, and so many wonderful sabjis they made, weddings full of sweet rice and nectar, and so many laddus, mountains and mountains of laddus. Then when everything was ready, at that village called Aniyur, suddenly a big form of Krishna appeared. Govardhan took a big form of Krishna just to prove that Krishna and Govardhan are non-different. And he looked down at all these mountains and mountains of bhoga, and his eyes got very big. And he sat down. The rocks made an asan, and he sat down. And the little Krishna bowed down to the big Krishna on top of the hill, and all the Brijbasis bowed down together behind Krishna. And Krishna turned around and he said, look, did your Indra ever come to accept your offering? Did your Indra ever come? see how Govardhan has accepted this form to accept your offering? Did your Indra ever come? Like that. So then Govardhan began to eat everything. In fact, he's just a little boy. He doesn't know what is right hand, what is left hand. He began to eat with both hands. In fact, if you go to the Jambastan temple in Mathura, in the ceiling there's a painting. Govardhan is manifesting hundreds of left hands, hundreds of right hands, and taking all the prasad, all the bhoga. So he finished off everything in just a few minutes. And then he began to, in true Brishpasi fashion, he began to cry. Aniyor, Aniyor, give me more, give me more. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Whatever the great man does, the common man will follow. So the Brishpasis are still following. You give someone 10 rupees, no, they want 20. You give 20, they want 50. You give 50, they want 100. You give 100, no, they went 5. You give 5, no, they went 2,000. That peak note, peak note. Following their leader. And all the Brishpasi said, but we've taken all our stock of grains and ghee and everything. There's nothing left. You please be satisfied. Aniyor, Aniyor, give me more, give me more. Then Krishna came himself. And shrugged his shoulders. But Baba, there's nothing else. We've offered everything. Please be satisfied. There's nothing left. Aniyor, Aniyor, give me more, give me more. Then some Brahmins came. With some nice, fresh tulsi manjaris. It's actually for offering the bhoga. I've seen all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. They always take the manjari. The two leaves before the manjari and the manjari. That's what they use to offer to Krishna. Only in those seasons when there's no manjaris available, they offer the leaves. But they always take those two leaves and the manjari. That's the proper way to offer bhoga or offer to Krishna. So the Brahmins took that big ball of fresh tulsi manjaris, gave it to Krishna. Krishna offered it to the big Krishna. He took that ball of manjaris, popped it in his mouth, and said, Triptosmi, Triptosmi. Now I'm fully satisfied. You must have heard the recordings sometime of Srila Prabhupada saying that. Fully satisfied. Then you can understand what is full satisfaction. And when he was fully satisfied, all those mountains of grain, mountains of puri, pots of sweet rice, paneer sabji, all the nectar, all the everything remanifest on top of the hill. All the mountains and mountains, that Anukut Kshetra, all manifested again. And Giriraj disappeared. The big one, anyway. And all the Brishpasis, they had a wonderful feast. And Prabhupada, they served everyone, even down to the Chandalas, the dog eaters. Everybody was fed sumptuous prasadam. And Prabhupada says, just to prove prasadam can never be contaminated, they would throw the prasadam, sometimes would fall to the ground, and with great relish, they'd pick it up off the ground and eat it. Like the big feast was there. Then taking all the cows in front, and all the ladies in front, they did prakrama of Govardhan. This way, Krishna performed the first Govardhan Puja festival. Meanwhile, Indra, he found out that Krishna had stopped his yajna. And he became very angry. He began to insult Krishna, but by all his insults, by the mercy of Goddess Saraswati, they all turned into praises. So this is, I can't remember the word now, foolish. But foolish, that same word can also mean innocent. Krishna is the most innocent. He's Naradama. Naradama, the lowest of man. But if you see the Sanskrit from another way, he makes everyone go down before him. This way he insulted him in so many ways, something minutia. He's just an ordinary human being. But actually the Sanskrit from another direction means he's a supreme human being, performing his pastimes. So he called the Samvartika cloud. Whenever there's need of devastation by water, then Indra calls the Samvartika cloud. He said, go to Braj and destroy Braj and all the Brajavasis along with their cows. And suddenly in Braj, it became very cold. Cold wind was blowing, and it became very dark. Suddenly it was dark as night, even in the broad daylight. And wind began to howl, and then rain started coming. Incessant rain. Incessantly raining. In Hindi we say musaldara. Like clubs. Or in English we say cats and dogs. It's raining cats and dogs. Somehow or other. Just now I've forgotten what they say in Russian. Like that heavy rain, and eventually you could no longer see what was highland, what was lowland, and all the land. And the cows were so afflicted by the cold and the rain. They didn't have any shelter. And finally, chunks of ice were coming. No one could see where is highland, where is lowland. Everything was completely flooded. So the Brijbasis, they don't know anyone. When they're in trouble, they don't know anyone except Krishna. So they all ran to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, Tvam Natham Gokulam Prabhu, Tatum Arasi Devana, Kupitad Bhaktavatsala. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, most fortunate one. Tvam Natham Gokulam Prabhu, you're the Lord of the cows and everyone, the residents of Gokul. Tvam Natham Gokula Prabhu. Tratam Arasi, please save us. Deva na, Deva, this Deva. Kupita, he's become angry. Bhaktavatsala, and you're always affectionate to your devotees. Please save us, please save us. And Krishna just walked over and lifted up Govardhan Hill with his left hand. Now if we're going to do something heavy, we use our right hand, right? But Krishna, very nonchalantly, he went there, and Sanatana Goswami in his tika says he lifted with his left hand and kept it on his hand like that, not on his finger. It wasn't until then he invited all the Brijbasis to bring their cows and come under Govardhan Hill. It was making a big umbrella to save everyone from the rain. And Mother Yasoda, she was looking at Lala holding this hill on his left hand, and she was getting so frightened. And Krishna saw that, so immediately he transferred it to his little finger, his little pinky. Look, Ma, it's no problem. Just like when we're learning to ride bike, our mother's in the kitchen looking from the window, and we go, look, Ma, no hands. Look, Ma, it's no problem. You put it on the little finger. And Mother Bongo said, but yeah, don't worry about a thing. I'm chanting my Brahminical mantras by my Brahman Tejas. The hill is staying on Krishna's hand. Don't worry about anything. Because he's just staying there by his own will. If he wants, he can do a loop-de-loop. He's just staying there. No problem, Maya. So all the Brishpasis came under the... Now, in our ISKCON paintings, underneath the hill, there's just dirt. There's nothing. But Ananda Vrindavan Champu and Gopal Champu describes that under the hill, there was beautiful parks and gardens and fruit trees and flower trees and so many wonderful pavilions and so many lakes. There was a whole other place. Underneath the hill, all the Brishpasis were astounded. Where did this come from? They were completely astounded. So then they were all there with Krishna in this beautiful place. Mother Yasoda again got worried. She was massaging Lala. You're not tired, Lala? No. No, Maya, it's all right. You're not hungry? You want some butter, Lala? I said, no, it doesn't bother me. I'm all right. Mother Monga said, wait a minute. You speak for yourself. Bring that butter. And all the cowherd men, they also put their sticks. They thought they were helping Krishna hold the hill. In fact, there's one fellow, he's named Lota Baba, because all the cowherd boys have Lattis. But if you've been at the very end of Govardhan Hill, there's a deity there, and there's this big, fat Lati, so fat we call it a Lota. So he put his lot up to hold the hill. And Krishna, and he thought, everyone thinks Krishna's holding the hill. But actually it's my lota that's holding up the hill. But Krishna, he's in everyone's heart. He knows what you're thinking. He understood Lota Baba's mind. So immediately, he let the hill come down a little bit. And everybody, whoa, Lota Baba said, hey, wait a minute, Krishna's holding the hill. And then Krishna put it back. So that fellow, he's at the end of Govardhan Hill, Lota Baba. So, finally Indra appeared. And, at first he was very angry. Then suddenly he saw what was going on. All the Krishna was holding up the hill with his little finger, and all the Brishpasis and cows were underneath. Everybody was safe. In fact, the Brishpasis tell me that Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra was also flying around and around the hill to keep all the water away. And it came to rest at Manasi Ganga, Chakratirth. That's Chakratirth at Manasi Ganga. At Anur, there's a deity of Balaram. I haven't seen anywhere in any scripture, but the Brishpasis, the Pujaris, they tell that Balaram, he was a little disappointed. Everybody's praising Krishna. He's holding the hill. I'm the older brother. Nobody's paying attention to me. So he expanded it as Anantashesh form, and he coiled his coils around that Govardhan Hill in the bottom so no water would come inside. This is what the Pujari tells this story. So then all the Brishpasis were there with the cows. And Indra said, oops. He realized he made a big mistake. He told that Samvartika cloud, get out of here, make yourself scarce, beat it. We're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. So, suddenly all the clouds disappeared, all the wind stopped blowing, the sun came out, everything cleared up. And then Krishna told all the Vrishpasis, now you can take the cows and go out. So everybody went out, they took the cows and they all went out from under the hill. And Krishna put the hill back down to where it was. But now Krishna was known as Giridhari. Oh, Giraja Dharna Ki. Meanwhile, Indradev, he went back to Indraloka. And he was very worried. He was sitting on his throne, this way, that way. He didn't talk, he didn't eat, he didn't go anywhere. Meanwhile, the Vrishpasi, oh, I forgot to tell, when the Vrishpasi were under the hill, they didn't feel hunger, they didn't feel thirst, they weren't like you, huh? They didn't feel sleepy, they didn't feel heat, they weren't bothered by anything. They're very comfortably under the hill. So then they all came out, and Indra, he was just so worried, didn't even go home. Now Sachi Rani, Indra's wife, she became very worried. Because there's nothing that drives the wife more crazy than when the husband becomes silent. Of course, there's nothing that drives the man more crazy when the wife doesn't stop talking. But there's a secret to learn her. You learn these two tricks, and 50% of your married problems are finished. I'll give sociology class for 2 minutes. It's a proven fact, scientifically, that when women talk about their problems, certain hormones are produced and they feel happy. Certain hormones, so they talk and talk and talk. And you don't dare want to say, it's not that bad. Those are fighting words. Don't remember these words. Don't ever say them. It's not that bad. She feels bad and you say she has no right to feel bad. You've negated her feelings. The third one to avoid is giving the solution. Then you'll get, but you're not listening to me. I'm listening, I just told you the solution. But you're not listening to me. When a man has a problem, he goes to his friend, his friend gives him a solution, right? And he's happy. She doesn't want a solution, she just wants you to hear that she's upset. And by the time she finishes talking, she'll feel very happy. And she'll love you like anything because you didn't stop her. So don't ever say, don't ever give a solution. Just listen peacefully. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, what to do? But half the time there's no remedy, there's no solution. You know, it's lockdown. We can't go out. We're losing our jobs. We're losing money. We're going to lose our house. What can we do? There's no solution to the whole problem. They don't want to hear a solution. They just want to hear you that they're in anxiety, and you talk. They talk it out, and they feel happy, and then you're happy. Now, when a man, when the husband, he's different. When a man has a problem, he becomes quiet. Because he's a man. He has to figure out the solution himself. And women are very intuitive. They know there's a problem. So this is what not to do. Oh, honey, what's the matter? Will you leave me alone? Just leave him alone peacefully. He'll figure out the solution. And because you didn't bother him, he'll love you like anything. You learn these two things, your married life problems, 50% are finished. So Sashi Rani, she says, no, I better not go there. So my mood kharab ho gaya. So she went to Guru. She can't go to her husband. She went to Guru, Brihaspati. It's like this. He doesn't come home. He doesn't eat. He doesn't sleep. He looks very worried. I don't know what's the matter. The wife can't go, but Guru can go. So Brihaspati went there and said, what's the matter? And he told him the problem. And Brihaspati said, oh, now you really blew it. Now Krishna won't even look at you from the corner of the corner of the corner of the corner of his eye. Best you take a devotee with you, and best devotee is this Sarabi cow from the Golok. Because she's a devotee and she's a cow. And Krishna likes devotees and cows. Meanwhile, Krishna with his cowherd boyfriends and all the cows, they were going around Govardhan Hill on inspection tour, trying to see what damage had been done. So Yadyada Charity Shrestha, people are still following their leader. We see as soon as there's a tsunami, earthquake, then the chief minister, the prime minister flies in on his helicopter. They're all following Krishna. The Krishna was on inspection tour. This is Krishna's inspection tour. With all the cows. Suddenly, Indra came riding on his elephant, Airavata. And all the cows, you see them, their eyes are so big and brown. Those eyes got even bigger. And then they began to run. You ever seen a cow run? You guys live in all big cities, you don't know. They put their tail in the sky. Warning, warning, it's a warning flag. And they kick backwards, this way and that way, this way and that way, and they run. So all the cows put their tails in the sky, danger, danger. And they ran, kicking this way and that way, kicking this way. And all the cowboys ran after the cows. So meanwhile, Indra came and he fell down in the dust of Braj, the king of heaven, feeling his satsang pranams in the dust of Braj. And Krishna walked by and didn't even look at him from the corner of the corner of the corner of the corner of his eye. So, oh, I'm in big trouble. Then he called Surabhi. Say, go there quick, he's really upset. There was a place on the other side of the hill called Surabhikund. So there Surabhi met in Krishna. He said, actually, he's your devotee. He got a little puffed up. You do not like pride in your devotees. Now he's learned his lesson. He's very sorry. You should forgive him. Just like the mother, the child in the womb kicks, but she doesn't take offense. The children, they do so many rascal things and the parents get so upset. But in the end, they always love their child. No matter what they do, they always love them. So you should forgive him. So Krishna decided to forgive Indra. So they came back to the other side of the hill, near on yours, the village of Govindakund. Beautiful place. The hill is very tall and very wonderful there. Govindakund. And Indra came and he took a huge crown. And he sat down Krishna on the throne and he crowned Krishna as Govinda. Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu explains the meeting. Just like we know Narendra, It's like the end of Loy Bazaar, there's one Gangotri shop. That proprietor is Narinder, right? With even his signs in Russian. Huh? Narinder, the Inder amongst the Nar, the human beings. The king. Huh? Huh? Yogendra, the king of all the yogis, the best of all the yogis. So Govinda means Krishna becomes the, he counted him as the king of the cows, Govinda. Now all the demigods live within the body of the cow, so automatically Krishna becomes their king, right? Along with Indra. And then Airavata went up to the heavenly planets and brought water from the Kash Ganga, where only pious people are bathing, not sinful people like you and me here. And Surabhi, right from her udder, she began to pour milk on Krishna, and the elephant began to spray milk on Krishna, and this wonderful bathing ceremony was taking place. And all the demigods came, and the Gandharvas were singing very nice songs. The Kinnaras were playing amazing musical instruments. All the Apsaras, they were trained up by Indrajumna Maharaj. They were dancing very beautifully. Very joyful Abhishek was performed of Krishna. Then they began to form arti. Not just ordinary arti paraphernalia, but golden deeps. Silver-handled yak fans with pearls and diamonds encrusted. Same with the peacock fan, gold with pearls and diamonds. All this incredible paraphernalia. And all the Brahmins were chanting the Vedic mantras in perfect rhyme and meter. Prasisaktav Purusha, all perfect meter. Everybody, Krishna was sitting there going like this. So all the demigods were satisfied. Now Krishna's, he's really, he's accepting our arti. He's satisfied. They were all happy. So then they all left. Meanwhile, the cowherd boys came back, and they saw Krishna sitting there with this big crown, and they saw all this arctic paraphernalia, so opulent, gold and silver and pearl and diamond. They began to pick up the arctic paraphernalia and began to do arctic of Krishna play. They were just playing. And they, little boys, they can't sing on tune. And they weren't singing Vedic mantras. They were just singing their old Riri Brishbasi songs. Aruti Kunja Bihari Ki Sri Giri Dari Krishna Murari Ki. Not even tune. But Krishna was laughing and laughing. Demigods were up in the clouds. They said, We don't have a whiff of love for Krishna like these Brishbasis. Krishna was just officially accepting our arti. He's actually accepting the arti of the Brishbasis. He's actually accepting. Then a voice from the cloud says, Nanda Baba, now you crown Krishna as Govinda. And Nanda Baba took that crown, he crowned Krishna, he became known as Govinda. And that kund where the Abhishek water came, that is Govinda kund. And anyone who takes some of that water, he will get Govinda prema. Then Mother Mongol said, then all of a sudden, the older Brishbasis found out something funny is going on at Govardhan Hill. So Nanda Baba and all the elder Brishbasis came. First he was stealing butter. Now what's he up to? Butter and so gold and silver and pearl and diamond. My goodness, what's he up to? So they came there and they said, where did you get all this thing? Gold and silver and pearl and diamond. Cowherd boy said, we just found it. We just found, yeah, right. You just found all this silver and gold and pearl and diamond. Right. Then Mother Mungo pipped up. No, Baba, they didn't see. I saw. They read. This elephant came, Baba, not just one trunk, but many, many, many trunks. And the cows took one look and they ran, and everyone ran after the cows. But I'm lame. I was sitting here in the bushes. I saw all that happened. First, Baba, this guy came. He was covered, whole body. I swear to God, Baba, his whole body was covered with eyes. Baba. I'm not telling a lie, Baba. And he paid his obeisance to Krishna. Krishna didn't even look at him. Didn't even look at him. So, then the... So then this cow came in, such a beautiful cow, Baba. I never saw a cow like that, Baba. And she began to talk to Krishna. And then they came here and they performed this abhishek. And all these fire up people came, Baba. This one guy came with four heads, Baba, four heads. I'm not telling a lie. Jutne Boram, Baba. Four heads. Another guy came with five heads, big snake around his neck, Baba. I'm not telling a lie. And then all these funny beings came, and then some of these people were singing. Oh, I never heard singing like that, Baba. And the other beings were playing these beautiful musical instruments. We never saw instruments like that, Baba. And then these girls came. Oh, Baba, I never saw girls like that. And they were all dancing. And then they left, Baba, and they left everything here, and they went away. And we came along, and the coward boys came along, and they found it. That's why they don't know anything, Baba. I'm not telling a lie. Cross my heart, I'm not telling a lie. Then a voice said, now, Baba, you crown Krishna as Govinda. So that was the real crowning. And Bhakti Ratnakara says, anybody who takes that water from Govinda Kund, he gets Govinda praying. So this is a full version of Govardhan Puja. Now I think it's time for breakfast. Bolo Sigiraj Maharaj Ki Jai.
So we want to thank Dina Bandhu for a fantastic class. Now Bhakti Gata Prabhu will lead the kirtan, and Ma Mantra Prabhu will do the aarti for Krishna Balaram, and after that they will proceed back to the temple. And all the devotees can take breakfast here. There's a special section for Srila Prabhupada disciples, sannyasis, and senior devotees. And lots of this Mahaprasada will be served there as well. So please get ready. Thank you everyone for attending this year's annual Goku Puja Festival. Hare Krishna, Go Mata Ki Jai.
So abhi Krishna Balaram ka aarti hoga, or Krishna Balaram vapas jayega mandir. Or sab log yahan par khaye vivasta hai aapka prasad ke liye, so mat jaiye, bahut se prasad hai aapke liye. Hare Krishna.